today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
We reflect on some great music that came out last month.
You mean October?
That's Rocktober to me.
All right, Patrick.
Yes, Jim.
As this episode
turns,
posts, and becomes available to the public, the calendar will have turned already
it
to November.
We'll be in early November.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to take you, listeners, back to October.
Back in time.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because once a month now, we like to sort of just talk about a couple of new bands we discovered or new albums from old bands
in
that we like
month.
Or whatever. Something that came out in that previous month.
Yep.
And we'll each make a couple of picks.
Mm-hmm.
It was hard for me this month. I had a lot songs I heard that I really liked, but
Until airtime, you were still fiddling with your selections.
I was.
As the clock counted down to zero.
I was. So this is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
And I'm Patrick Foss.
And with us again today is
Sam Lisker.
Thanks, Sam, for hanging out.
Sam's sitting right over there. It's fantastic.
He doesn't have any picks, but he may weigh in on our picks.
He may weigh in. He came down for the big show that we did earlier in the week and helped us out, was instrumental in helping out with social media, loading gear, setting up, you know, doing everything. So, and he hung around here at the after party over at your place for the last few days. You got to go back to school pretty soon, though, right, Sam?
I do, yeah. I go back tomorrow afternoon.
You may be back at school by the time this hits the airwaves.
And I might be writing the article that this recording correlates with.
Is that meta? I don't even know what meta is, but I don't know if it is or not.
It might be.
Yeah, who knows?
Okay, so October music.
Yeah, let's get to that.
You going
to
kick us off this month?
Let me give you a couple things here for you, Jim, and Sam, and our listeners. First one I want to talk about is King Krule. K-R-U-L-E, King, spelled the normal way. And that's the moniker of a guy called Archie Marshall, who's an English musician.
Mm-hmm.
He started making music in 2010 under the moniker Zoo Kid, and he's now using the moniker King Krule. And his music is a very interesting blend of, you know, there's some indie rock in there. There's definitely a lot of hip-hop influence in this music. There's some electronica music, really blending a lot of different elements into this music. Yet his personality still is very strong throughout the record. But he does it because of his overriding personality. This record is called The Ooze. It came out October 13th. But I want to play the first song in the album. It's called Biscuit Town.
I seem to sink lower, gazing in the rays of the solar. In fact, we made a pact, but now I think it's over. I'm red and white, but he sipped on KH soda. Fuck that's Coca-Cola. It's TV sports, the Olympic Ebola. I think we might be bipolar. I think she thinks I'm bipolar. He left the crime scene without the motorboat. Still had dreams of being young Frank Azzolo. For at least for now it's all over. Yeah, at least for now it's all over. I seem to sink low out in Biscuit Town. In Biscuit Town.
Cool, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. To me, I don't know, Jim and Sam, it's kind of a late night album. Like, you know, there's a lot of overdubs, a lot of little touches here and there. You heard that little guitar popping in and out and the piano. And it's really a trip inside of his mind. It's a long album. I would imagine it's a double vinyl. But he does a masterful job of keeping himself at the center.
It has a bit of a trip hop kind of feel to it, right?
Mm-hmm. Very nice record. I mean, I would encourage people to check it out. And it's one of those ones that, you know, you can listen to it a bunch. Even that song, Biscuit Town, I've played 7 or 8 times and still I don't feel like I know the whole tune. You know what I mean, Sam? It's like one of those growers.
Yeah, yeah. It was definitely a really interesting blend of jazz and I really liked the synthesizer in the back. I thought that was a nice touch. It felt like he was like whispering or he was like up really close trying to tell me something that was pretty important. So I agree. I'm definitely going to have to play that again to really understand what he's trying to say.
Yeah, the vocals are like that. They're kind of whispery and definitely feel like, you know, he's confiding in you or telling you something.
Nice. All right.
Yeah, so that's it. Now, this next one, have you ever had this, Jim, where you hear a song and you're like, wow, that's really cool. You know, I got to check out this band. You know, they probably have an album or something that I could get into. But then you realize, wait a minute, this group's been around for like 18 yeah. years or 17 years, and I never knew about them, and I'm just hearing their new song now. Like, it blows my mind.
Sure.
Yeah.
That happens all the time.
So this just happened to me recently again, and the band is called Pugwash.
Okay.
Pugwash. Like you're washing a pug,
like
I guess.
Like a little dog.
All one word.
Wash.
Yeah. A band from the suburbs of Dublin, Ireland.
Okay, nice.
Fronted by a guy called Thomas Walsh. They have 6 albums. And this is a single that we're going to hear coming up from their 7th album, I believe, called Silver Lake, which will be out in November, but the single is out now. Let me just lay this single on you. I know it's November, but this song is called The Perfect Summer, and it feels like it. So take a listen to this, and then I'll tell you a little bit more about this band. I don't know much, but I'll tell you what I know.
Running down to greet the morning cover.
Infectious.
Isn't that amazing? Where was that in like late April? Pugwash. Come on, man. We needed that like before Memorial Day so we could listen to it all summer, right?
Yes.
Great tune, isn't it?
It really is.
Yeah. Mm. Apparently on Spotify, there's a sampler of all the early Pugwash records. It's sort of like the history of Pugwash, or it has some title like that. But I will say this, and maybe this will make sense to you guys. One of Thomas Walsh's heroes was Andy Partridge from XTC. So you can definitely hear that, right? Apparently what happened was, after touring a little bit around Ireland and putting out some of these records, Dave Gregory, who's also in XTC, heard about Thomas and Pugwash and ended up signing him to his little label and has given him some money. And so he supported this latest record. And so that's coming out on November 13th. Again, apparently they're very popular in Ireland and well-regarded, but over here...
Maybe when we... hold our first Suburbs Fest.
Yes.
They can come out and play.
We can
right?
get Pugwash in for that. Come that would on, be fantastic. Come on over. Yeah, that would be great.
Let's take a little break and we'll come back and I'll make 2 picks. While we're out here on the deck, we thought maybe this is a good time to tell people a little bit more about our website, because with us on the deck is the guy who's kind of been running the whole thing lately, right?
God bless Sam. Yeah, we say that almost every day, Sam. Tell people where they can find the website.
You can find the website at suburbpod.com, and we have a lot of cool stuff on there. We have an entire Perfect Pop list for the Perfect Pop series that we do. We have a searchable song list, so you can look up all of the different songs that we have played in the episodes. You can look it up by the number, the album title, the artist. The list goes on and on, but it really narrows down exactly what you're trying to find. And we also have musings, if you're interested in that. And then, in addition, we also have articles that correlate with the episode that you're listening to right now. So in addition to this episode, you can also read the notes about it, read about what songs are in it, and there's also a little fun fact at the end about whatever artist is. Yeah, the fun facts. I love researching and finding out different things about the artists that we play. There's just something really lovely about that, and it really opens my mind up as well, and I hope it opens up all of your minds. So yeah, definitely head to suburbspot.com and do it.
had a lot of songs I wanted to play in October. I got it down to two.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I'm going to apologize to Proto Martyr, who I really wanted to play.
You did.
And they have this new song called Here Is the Thing. Go check that out. It's on their new album, Relatives in Descent, which is their third album. I'm a big fan of this band.
Yeah. Detroit, right?
And they're from Detroit. Yep. And I will just tell people, they're a little bit of an acquired taste. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a really different kind of vocal delivery that happens there, kind of almost a spoken word-ish kind of thing. But the lyrics and the music behind it is just so compelling that they're really a tremendous band.
Yep.
But I'm not going to play them.
Okay.
Because I want to get to two totally new bands that I have discovered.
Great.
This month. In fact, to the point where one of them I actually know very little even about, because I haven't been able to find much about them. One of these songs is very quiet, and one of them is not that at all. I'm going to start with the quiet one. This is a band called Florist.
Okay.
And they have their second album just came out in October. It is called If Blue Could Be Happiness.
All right.
Before that, I mentioned they had one previous full-length album. They had some other EPs. They are an indie band out of Brooklyn, because isn't everyone.
Yep.
But what really stands out to me about this band is the music is very quiet, and it's very introspective.
Okay.
But when you hear it, I think you'll understand that I don't know that many bands that can do this style of music this well.
Understanding light, please just stay with mine. There is no other color like the darkness in my life. Temporary fear of the shapes I see at night. I remember faces, but the voices all stay silent. Light will be the last thing that you'll ever need. If you'll let me, please just let me take the fire.
All right, that song is called Understanding Light.
Wow, fantastic.
The whole album is just filled with songs like that. It has a certain tenderness to it.
Yeah.
It has a lot of vulnerability, I think. It's like I said, it's quiet music, but it's so compelling.
Yeah.
You know, you have to stop what you're doing and listen to this song.
Beautiful. I love that little piano overdub, too, at that one part that was just kind of tinkling and climbing in the notes. That was really cool.
I like that. I really like her singing style. It just feels really honest and just very emotional. And also, what is like all that kind of stuff going on in the background too, right? It gives it a lot more texture.
Right. It's little sound effects, little oscillating kind of things going from left to right in the headphones.
It's that little bit of heft, I think, that makes the song feel like something more than just lightweight, you know?
Or more than just somebody with an acoustic guitar.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
Sitting there playing. Yeah, exactly. Well said. Yeah. What do you think, Sam?
It felt very, it almost made me like reminisce on, I don't know on what, but it really put a lot of pictures in my head. Mm. She was just with the mood of the song, with the guitar, it really made me picture like a starry night sky. That sounds really typical and really cliche, but that's the first thing that came into my mind, and just thinking about everything she was talking about.
Yeah. Well, kind of like you were saying about King Cruel, too, her voice seemed very close.
Yeah.
You know, like she was really kind of whispering to you. And,
that's right.
And it was really important what she was trying to convey.
Like, it feels like it's in your head.
Yeah.
When you listen to
if you didn't quiet down and listen, you would miss it. And that's kind of cool. Yeah.
All right. Now I'm going
to pick.
Now I'm going to kick things up.
All right.
Up. All right.
Yeah. Because we're getting sad and reminiscing over here.
This is a song called Morphology.
All right.
And the artist is AKDK. So I don't know if you call that an instrumental exactly, because if you heard, like, underneath there's everything, something there's happening. Something going on there. Yeah. There's somebody singing or some lyrics happening, but you can't really make it out.
No, it was way, way back there. And I loved it. I loved it, man, with the suicide keyboards at the beginning, right? The distorted keyboard sound. That was fantastic. Where'd you come across that?
I don't know. Okay. It's one of those things where I always think I was listening to something else on Spotify, and it just keeps playing, came and then on. It comes up, and then sort of like, what is that? That sounds interesting, because there's very little information about this band.
Okay.
There's nothing in their, you know, like, bio section on Spotify. There's nothing in their bio section on Bandcamp.
Mm.
I did find a little bit of information about them on Facebook, basically just that they're an electronic band out of Brighton. Like, you can even see here their, like, photo. They don't show their faces.
Yeah,
they're just holding
the
keyboards obscuring their faces. So, you know, this is what they do. They just create these sort of, like, soundscape kind of things, but it's really high energy, and I like that, you know, it's melodic, but, you know, just when you think you sort of, like, have the song kind of figured out, it just, like, does something else.
Yeah,
you know, it takes you in a different
way. Took a hard left. Yeah, I like it a lot.
The album that it's on, which just came out October 19th, is called Patterns Harmonics, AK/DK. So I did find just these little nuggets on their Facebook page. So it is two guys, and they list their genre as electro disco noise punk.
Okay, I could get with that.
Which is my favorite genre.
Right up there with mine, yeah.
All right, and one thing we like to do on these monthly
shows,
we like to end with a new cover of an old song
that we've discovered. Yeah, we've done that these past few that we've done. That's very cool.
So we'll do that in just a minute.
Okay.
First of all, thanks, Sam, for joining us.
Oh, you're very welcome. This has been awesome.
Do well in school. Stay in school.
Stay in school.
Absolutely.
Don't do drugs.
Absolutely.
And keep the website going.
Yeah. That's it. Those are the only things you have to do.
Top priority right there.
Yeah. That's right. And also, please listen to Rock in the Suburbs.
Yeah, every day, Sam. Every day.
Every day.
Every day.
We'll keep putting them out as long as people are listening to them. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Audioboom, or other big podcast platforms. You can also visit suburbspod.com, as we've mentioned before, and you can listen to the show there. You can email us, rock@suburbspod.com, or you can call our suburban party line.
Yeah.
That number is 612-440-1984. And you like the jingle, by the way?
I love the jingle. Yeah. It's one of my favorite things ever.
If you're glad or sad or high, call the suburban party line.
Really?
I look forward to the jingle as I'm writing the article.
What else? Oh, the social medias that the kids are into.
The kids
How are we doing on that? Are we doing okay? There's more things
good.
We should do, right?
Cool.
I think we're doing okay. Since it is October as of the recording of this episode, we did hit 300 likes on the Facebook page.
All right.
Which is awesome.
Milestone.
And our Twitter, I think, is doing pretty well.
Yeah, really
well. We're over 500 followers there.
Over 500, So if you are on Facebook or Twitter, definitely follow us on there. It is Suburbs Pod. And Instagram, that's another thing as well. That's Suburbs Pod. And those social links are on the website as well, suburbspod.com.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah.
Excellent. This is all excellent. Okay. So here's our cover of the month.
All right. Can't wait.
You don't know what this is.
I don't. I'm excited.
So are you familiar with an artist named Lydia Loveless?
Mm-hmm.
She's sort of an alt-country.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Kind of
She's got singer. Some spunk.
Yes.
Like her a lot.
So she has a new album out. It came out October 12th. It's called Boy Crazy and Singles. A couple of covers on this album. One of them is I Would Die for You.
Oh, nice.
But I'm not going to do that.
Okay. I know you would.
I like this one a little bit better. This closes out the album, and it's Elvis Costello's Allison.
All right.
This is Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
I'm Sam Lisker.
Okay, we'll talk to you guys later.
Oh, it's so funny to be seeing you after so long ago. But the way you look, I understand that you were not impressed. But I heard you let that little friend of mine take off your party dress. But I'm not gonna get too sentimental like those other sticky Valentines. 'Cause I don't know if you were loving somebody. I only know it isn't mine. My name is
every day.